Arlington County Board members on March 22 fulfilled the long-held desires of housing activists, voting to eliminate single-family zoning throughout most of the county and allow up to 6 units of housing to be placed on current single-family lots. But the measure came with limitations, most notably a cap of 58 lots that could be transformed in a given year, which could set off a feeding frenzy among developers to win the right of redevelopment. Under the proposal adopted March 22, that cap would come off in 5 years. The board also ratified a previous decision to allow up to 6 properties on a lot in many cases. Some housing advocates had pressed for up to 8, but that was taken off the table a month ago. The final package marks a policy shift that is incremental but not timid, County Board member Takis Karantonis said, and have controls in place that allows us to observe, very carefully, how the situation plays out under real-world conditions. The action makes Arlington something of a test case for so-called missing middle housing across the Washington region. Proponents say the measure will expand housing options, although most now acknowledge it will do little to address affordability. Critics wrap the impacts on community infrastructure, although the annual cap could end up reducing the possible negative consequences. Critics have vowed to keep up their battle, including supporting candidates in the June Democratic primary who oppose the measure. Court challenges also are possible. But for now, the policy rolls on. "We have to act," said County Board member Katie Crystal, who, like her board colleague Christian Dorsey, opted not to face the voters this November but instead depart after 2 terms. Crystal said putting in place more housing options would support those who come in the future, as previous conditions supported those in the past. "They are the exact echo of the generations that built Arlington, and are now shut out of the community," she said. But others are more dubious. A regional economist who asked not to be named because of the sensitivity of the issue said county leaders were fooling themselves, and the public, if they believed the action would lead to more affordability. "This will simply squeeze more rich people into Arlington," the economist suggested.